Ireland's plans for wind and solar energy have been thrown into doubt today after a report found most experts in the industry think we'll miss our targets. 95% of those surveyed do not believe Ireland will reach its target of having 80% of electricity generated from renewable sources by 2030. The report by KPMG and commissioned by Wind Energy Ireland found planning delays and inadequate capacity in the electricity grid are among the factors that will prevent the milestone being reached. Well, we can talk now to Kevin Lynch, who's co-founder and CEO of the Irish renewable energy developer Source Galileo. He's with us in studio. Very good afternoon to you, Kevin.
Good afternoon, Brian.
Welcome to the programme. I mean, I guess this survey finding 95% of those who were asked don't believe we'll reach this target doesn't come as a surprise to you?
No, absolutely not, Brian. It's not a surprise, and I don't think it's a surprise to the government either, and that's the important point. So let's be clear what our targets are. There are two things in real terms. We have legislatively agreed that we will reduce our greenhouse gas emissions by 51% by 2030. So that's reducing from 70 million tonnes a year now to around 40 million tonnes a year in 2030 or less. And also we're committed legislatively by the European Union to having 42.5% reduction or actual amount of energy, final energy in Ireland coming from renewables by that period. And that accounts for approximately a requirement to have, 70 to 80 terawatt hours a year of electricity or other forms of energy. We don't have that, and we're not going to achieve it.
So why are people in the industry then so disbelieving of these targets?
They're disbelieving because we're not going to hit the targets, because to do it, and one of the reasons we have to say it now, is 2030 is around the corner in terms of investment, really around the corner. And we have investors who have 5 to 6 year time horizons. They need to see what's going to happen or else they'll leave. And Ireland, although we're making progress, without a doubt, we're behind the curve, and our ambitions to be ahead of the curve won't be met.
And so those investors, when they look at Ireland, what do they see?
Well, I can give you a really perfect example. So we were lucky enough to get Inca, the owners of IKEA, to come in and invest with us across our portfolio of projects in Norway, the UK, Portugal, and Ireland. They were reluctant to come into Ireland after the announcement of the government's programme in April, where they said they were going for a plan-led system. And like the rest of the industry in Ireland, our investors began to interpret this as saying nothing will happen till beyond 2030. And that's, part of the issue. So the plan we have now is to potentially have 5 to 7 gigawatts of offshore wind in late development by 2030. Whereas the UK has already awarded 80 gigawatts, that's a lot of sea area, as potential areas to invest in. Norway is going to do 50. We're bidding on floating offshore wind in Norway. Mm-hmm. So really, it's a question of Ireland just needs to realise that we can do this, but we have to give Europe a bit of a lead in this. You know, the Irish energy sea area is the biggest energy field in the European Union.
And I mean, this from what I hear you saying, this is a competitive business. I mean, if these investors can't invest here or choose not to invest here, the money will go elsewhere.
Yeah, we're not in the business of lying to our investors. So when they come and they read what the Irish government is saying, and they come to us and say, we don't think it's going to be anything before 2030. One of the reasons I'm here is we have to say, and Wind Energy Ireland have the same approach, is we have to say, let's move this ahead, because we can do very specific, concrete things which will deliver the results. And that's what we need to focus on.
Is planning the key?
It's not so much even planning in the first level. There are four things you need. I mean, the first is you need to figure out where you're going to make this stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's the same as in planning for on land. You need to have spatial planning. What we really need in Ireland is to identify the sea areas which would deliver 20 to 40 gigawatts of projects in development by 2030 and potentially built. If we do that now, we will deliver those results.
And this question of the capacity of the grid, the existing grid, to handle renewable energy.
Sure. Yeah, it's a straightforward issue. Our energy demand here in Ireland is 160 terawatt hours. That's like, 160 million people leaving their electric fire on for a whole year. That's the best way to think about it. Electricity represents 30 terawatt hours of that, so less than 20%. We have all sorts of other energy, liquid fuel, we have gas. So to get to this position where we can evacuate the energy, we need to have You know, we need to have interconnections with both Ireland, with the UK, with France, and we need to convert some of this energy to other forms where we can use it where it's not usable when, you know, when the wind isn't blowing.
All right. Kevin Lynch, no doubt this is something we will return to again, but thank you very much. We do have a statement from the Department of the Environment. It's good. It's quite lengthy, so I won't read all of it, but in essence, they're saying here that their second offshore wind energy auction, RS 2.1, is set to launch in 2024. It's next year. And the grid requirements for both offshore auctions have been identified, and they are not anticipated to cause delays to delivery. We shall see.